welcome. Grab your favorite morning beverage and join us for Morning Cannolis with Jim Santel.
You don't know me, but I'm your brother.
Sampling the news desserts of the week, here is your host, Jim Santel.
Good morning once again. This is Jim Santel. I'm in the studios of WAUK Radio in downtown Waukesha. We're at 101 FM, 510 AM. We're also taking your callers in this second hour of our time together this morning on July 30th, 2022. That phone number once again is 844-967-2789. Following our first hour discussion about the First Amendment rights of teachers and students in our public schools in America, under the First Amendment, freedom of expression, freedom of speech. We're going to be continuing that general theme and pursuing yet another aspect of the First Amendment, which is the right to pursue, to exercise one's faith without government interference, and the obligation on government not to establish a religion in any way that would implicate or otherwise affect that proper expression, that exercise of religion in America. And in particular, we're going to explore this next hour and then again all of our next time together next Saturday in talking about this major significant event that happened on August 5th of 2012 in Wisconsin, in Oak Creek, in the United States of America, and for the entire world, which looked at what happened, and to this day, drawing lessons from, even as we memorialize those people lost and remember and recall the injuries suffered by many others to this day at the Sikh temple shooting in Oak Creek, Wisconsin. We're going to be spending all of this hour providing you with some background about who the Sikhs are, what their faith is all about, and then at the end of this hour, I'm going to give you some sense of what's going to be happening this coming weekend as the world's attention, our nation's attention, and the state's attention is turned to Oak Creek and to this wonderful place of religion, of faith in Oak Creek, and to other gurdwaras and to other places of religious exercise throughout the United States of America of all faiths, of all persuasions. And so let's begin our discussion today, as always, taking your calls and comments, questions as they may arise about Sikhs in the world and Sikhs in the United States, including those right here in Wisconsin. Let's talk a little bit about the Sikh faith or Sikhism in and of itself. An awful lot of great information out there. Let me begin by offering this recommendation as well. Very proud, very honored to have been a part of a group for the past year or so that finally, in April of this past year, was delighted to present to the community of Oak Creek, to Wisconsin, frankly, to the entire nation, a wonderful new opportunity for learning. It is at the Oak Creek Library in Drexel Square in downtown Oak Creek. The wonderful librarian there, Jill Lininger and Sarah Corso, her assistant, truly, truly pivotal in putting together what we believe is the largest public venue collection of Sikh materials in the nation. It's available to anyone with a library card, and even I think that the librarians there will extend some special privileges to others who may come there exploring the Sikh faith. Again, established in April of this year in anticipation of July and now August of this year in the 10th anniversary of the events of August 5th of 2012. A collection that includes fiction and nonfiction, an awful lot of information about the Sikh faith, its background, what Sikhs believe, what happened at the Oak Creek Temple, a place for exploration. Go to the Oak Creek Library at some point. Doesn't have to be this weekend or even this week or the following weeks. At some point, go to that location and take advantage of that new collection established by the library, by the Oak Creek librarians, and by a consortium of members of the Sikh Gurdwara. Again, pleased to have been a part of that initiative to place those volumes there at the library. When you go there, among the things you will discover is a great deal of information on who the Sikhs are, where they came from, what their faith is all about, and what they practice today. And so let's talk a little bit about that. Let's give you some basic background about Sikhism on the face of the planet and throughout the United States of America. It remains the fifth largest religion on the face of the planet. Fifth largest, probably boasting about 25 to 30 million people worldwide. The majority of the population in Asia, but nonetheless scattered throughout the countries of the world. And that includes the United States of America, where the estimate is between 300,000 and 500,000 Sikhs live and work and enjoy, along with the rest of us, the blessings of liberty, including those under the First Amendment. So a large population nationwide and certainly throughout the world, the fifth largest religion on the face of the planet, joining many other religions in the expression that is all important to Sikhs and to others. And we're going to chat more about that. So who are the Sikhs and what do they believe? Well, again, a congregation of people worldwide about 500 years old, began by one of their first gurus, one of their first leaders. His name was Guru Nanak, who lived from 1469 to 1539. He was one of the initiating forces in establishing the Sikh faith. And eventually, many of his words and the words of the following gurus who followed him over the course of the next 500 years were set forth in something called the Guru Granth Sahib. That is the Sikh holy scripture. It is akin, if you will, to the Bible in the Christian faith, to the Quran in the Muslim faith, to the Torah in the Jewish faith, other collections of religious beliefs and tales of history and of the faith itself. So the Guru Granth Sahib, a collection begun, if you will, with Guru Nanak, added on to by other gurus throughout the time. And again, a religion that has been in existence worldwide for 500 years. One of the first gurdwaras, again, the name of a temple, those two words are interchangeable, obviously coming from guru, the gurdwara meaning the house of the gurus. The first ones of one of those happening in Sacramento, California, and then, of course, populations in every state of the union, including right here in Wisconsin. In Milwaukee County, we do in fact have this now place of civil rights history in Oak Creek, right on Howell Avenue, not too far from the city center where the shooting happened 10 years ago this week. We also, right here in Waukesha, have another gurdwara, in Brookfield, Wisconsin, where, again, members of the Sikh faith and others can come to express their religious faith. It is significant, indeed, that the gurdwaras always have in the nave, in the central religious area, four doors, and that was very purposeful. From the very start, Guru Nanak said, as we gather together, what we're going to do is ensure that everyone of all faiths, of all immutable characteristics, of all types of human beings, regardless of who you are, what you believe, where you come from, everyone is welcome. And we're going to establish that. We're going to quite literally physically incorporate that into who we are by providing four doors into our religious place of worship. And to this day, every single gurdwara, including in Oak Creek and Brookfield, many other gurdwaras in the state of Wisconsin, in Illinois, in Indiana, and every other state, all of them have four doors to convey this expression of welcome for everyone. And indeed, one of the things that you will discover if you travel to and visit a gurdwara and explore more about the Sikh faith is that not only will you be welcomed into this community of faith, but you'll also be fed. They have something called the Langar Meal, the Langar Hall, L-A-N-G-A-R, and both before and during and after religious services there, like the services of many other faiths on the face of the planet and certainly right here in the United States of America, you will be fed wonderful Punjabi meals and treats and desserts and good foods that are prepared there by the Sikh leaders and by families of the Sikh congregations. And so that's the Langar Meal, and that's right there in the gurdwara itself. I'm also going to play a large role in the observance of this coming week of the civil rights violence there that happened 10 years ago. And so what do Sikhs believe, aside from, again, this notion of openness and of welcome, not only through food, but also of quite literally of physical greeting as you walk through the door? Do not have to be a member of the Sikh faith to worship among them. That true of virtually every other faith entity in the United States and around the globe, welcoming a person of different religious faith into the religion views of the Sikhs in particular. And so what do the Sikhs believe? And again, many of the aspects of this are very common to other faiths around the face of the planet. Let's talk about some of those. They believe in one God. They believe that there is one creator of the universe. And again, that true of many, many other religions, as we well know. In the social area in particular, in matters relating to human behavior and conduct, I've already mentioned this notion of the community of all women and men, girls and boys, regardless of how you identify yourself, what your orientation may be, what your identity may be, who you are, where you come from, what your race, your national origin is, your ability, your disability, your familial status, all welcome. And that is because, going back for 500 years, this is a faith that understood the equality of all human beings and stressed gender equality and other things that bring us all together. The equal status, if you will, of all genders, all identities, including those of women. Guru Nanak, from the very start, made that a very important part of his commission to his new faith as he was starting that. And we're going to chat more about what the Sikh faith is all about, including things like work and sharing resources and service and other things, as we contemplate this week the 10-year anniversary, the observance of the Sikh violence, this major civil rights event in American history that we're going to be observing in just a few days. Join us as we come back here at WAUK, the Shaw Morning Cannolis, and call in 844-967-2789.